The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa San October. 12,1200 block of 55th Street. A person was observed leaving a pub and stumbling into their car. Police stopped the vehicle and, detecting an odor of liquor, administered a sobriety test. The suspect provided a breath sample which read, fail, but declined to provide a second breath sample. As a result, their license was seized and they were given a 90-day roadside suspension, a 30-day driving suspension, and their vehicle impounded. October. 12,4900 block of Canoe Pass Way. The manager of a business reported a theft in progress. Two males were observed concealing tools inside their pockets and clothing. Police attended the scene and arrested the two males for theft under $5,000. Search of the males revealed $496 worth of unpaid items. Items returned to the store and the males were released on a promise to appear in court at a future date and a no-go to the store. October. 12,5400 block of 10th Avenue. Complainant reported the theft sometime overnight, of their dirt bike from the underground parkade of their residence. The bike was secured to the wall with a lock which had been cut. The bike is described as a 2022 red and white Honda XR80R dirt bike. The lock was seized for identification services. October. 12,5400 block of 10th Avenue, report received of damage to the secured underground parking lot. A line which opens the garage door was cut. The damage most likely committed at the same time as a recent theft of a dirt bike. Police advised the strata manager to invest in cameras to prevent future issues at the property. October. 12,1600 block of 56th Street. A client left their vehicle at the auto shop for repair the next day. Sometime overnight the vehicle was stolen. Video surveillance showed two suspects entering the vehicle and driving off the lot. The vehicle is described as a brown 2004 Ford F-350 pickup truck. Description of the vehicle added to the Canadian Police Information Center. Ladner asterisk October. 11,4800 Linden Drive. Complainant reported their two bicycles stolen overnight from the locked rack in their driveway. No damage to rack. Bicycles described as a white Trek Session 9 valued at $4,000 and a yellow Rocky Mountain Flatline valued at $5,000. Photos of the bicycles to be disseminated for possible identification. October. 11,6500 River Road. Complainant reported the theft of the catalytic converter from their mother's vehicle while parked in the truck parking lot. No specific time for the theft as it was parked for several days outside the fence. Canvas of the area proved negative. October. 11,4900 block of 58B Street. Report received from complainant of the theft of the catalytic converter from their vehicle parked in front of their residence. No entry made into vehicle. Estimated damage to the vehicle is $2,000. October 13,6300 block of Brody Road. Complainant reported their vehicle parked in front of their residence was broken into sometime overnight. Both the driver's side door lock and ignition punched, but despite numerous valuables within, nothing was stolen. File concluded pending further information. October. 14,6500 block of Ladner Trunk Road. A report received from complainant that, sometime overnight, their work truck was stolen from the parking lot of a business. Video surveillance showing the truck leaving the lot at approximately 2 a.m. was grainy and not suitable for identification. Truck was locked and contained an external gas tank with approximately $1,000 worth of fuel as well as various tools totaling $1,000. The complainant's wallet also inside the vehicle with several bank cards which have been cancelled. The owner of the truck contacted and indicated employees often leave their vehicle in this location when in town and the complainant has the only set of keys. Vehicle added to the Canadian Police Information Center. October. 14, HQ 4450 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported their employer was the victim of a fraud. A suspect posed as a past shareholder in attempts to gain access to funds from the business. The business immediately identified the fraud and no funds were transferred. The business has changed all passwords associated with the jeopardized account and the bank has been notified of the fraud. October 16, Ladner Trunk Road and Highway 17A. Police observed a vehicle making a left turn onto the road from the highway during a red light from the incorrect lane. A traffic stop was conducted and police observed a driver with the odor of alcohol on their breath. The driver provided two breath samples with both reading, warn. As a result, the driver was given a 24-hour roadside suspension and their driver license seized. The vehicle driven home by a friend who had not been drinking.